Social Needle Podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Bob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy and sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll bill. Every weekend, you better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Bob and Akiva need a
Yeah, that's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast here just for some vibing and chilling here with you today. A non-canonical chat with myself and, of course, the great Uncle Kiwi, Akiva Winokur. Akiva, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, people always ask, is this a vibes episode or a plot episode? And
yeah,
we'll state right now, this is vibes. There's no plot.
This is vibes. There's no plot. We are scheduled to talk about the Rob and Akiva are extra. We're going to watch Extra 5 nights this week. And it occurred to me very late in the process about, hold on, I'm trying to think, is there any big entertainment news story that's going to be covered this week? And honestly, like, there is no subject I would rather talk about less right now than the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp verdict. And I believe I'm intuiting from our listeners, they don't want to hear us talk about Extra's coverage of that either this week, so let's do that next time.
That's fine.
I made an executive call, okay?
Yep.
Blame me 100%. If you were dying to hear us talk about Extra, you were looking for all of those, you know, spicy depth takes, not going to do it.
Well, I'll blame you for one thing.
Yeah.
I did watch 2 episodes of this week's Extra now for no reason that I'll never get back.
Do you have a tease for next week about what is Extra about?
I don't want to ruin I don't want to waste my takes. I might not have that many extra takes, but I did. You know, I learned a lot about Tom Cruise and Top Gun. Well, yeah. Can we guess what the big story is going to be next week? Because like, who knows?
For next week? Is there a movie that's coming out?
I don't know. I mean, we're getting close to summer, so it wouldn't shock me if there's a big movie coming out. But I wonder like what will break as like the big news. Because yes, the Depp Heard stuff is like no one wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear us talk about it. Nobody wants to hear actually talk about it. But next week's could be worse. Like it'll probably not be worse, but it is possible. It's not the worst story of all time. Like there's it could be worse. Some beloved celebrity could die. Mm-hmm. Anything could happen.
Oh man, Eddie White, do you want to? Take some drafts on
we've been too prescient with stuff like that. I would be nervous to put, like, if it was someone like Mel Gibson, like, you know what I mean, like someone we wouldn't mind losing, that would be one thing, but not, I don't want to like just put, you know,
okay,
someone we like out there.
What were they covering, just like the biggest movie of the weekend? This weekend.
Yeah, well, it was a lot of like Tom Cruise, and they actually did get Tom Cruise because he like went, the premiere was like on some sort of big military boat type thing. But most of it was them interviewing like the other people.
I love military boats.
Yeah, I'm blanking on the word, something ship. I don't know. Battleship? No, not a battleship. Anyway,
an aircraft carrier.
Aircraft carrier. An aircraft.
And makes he drove sense, his because that's what the airplanes land on. Yeah,
and he landed his helicopter. Tom Cruise is like a real pilot, I think, now. Mm-hmm. So he landed, and they had to do a lot of training to be in the movie. He like was the teacher. I guess he's the world's best pilot. Like he was their teacher. Some of them were afraid of planes, and they almost didn't do the movie. Whew, thank God they did it, 'cause it's a big hit.
People are afraid of planes?
No, like being in like a plane, like being a pilot or a co-pilot or something.
Okay, I mean, I'm afraid of being a pilot.
Yeah, so you would have turned down Top Gun 2, you're saying?
If I had to actually fly planes in it, yeah.
Yeah, these guys had to do that, or at least like be in the seat where you'd fly the planes. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The cockpit. Because, yeah, so it wasn't like Cruise, and it wasn't even, who's it, Miles Teller, Channing Tatum? Is that those the other people in the movie?
You say so. I
don't know.
Are you going to ever see Top Gun 2?
Well, I probably should see the first one first.
Yeah.
I haven't.
I think you could jump in. The Top Gun 2.
You don't think I'd be lost? But I think I wouldn't appreciate some of the, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of like callbacks, and then the whole audience cheers. Woo!
Yeah,
there's
maybe,
Goose.
Maybe. No, I don't know. Goose is going to be in Top Gun 2.
What the hell? If Tom Cruise is not Goose, who's Goose?
Goose is, I believe, the Anthony Edwards character. Spoiler alert. Tom Cruise is Maverick.
Oh, so Miles Teller. Well, I don't know why I thought Channing Tatum's in this movie. Apparently he's not.
Okay.
He's not in the movie.
See, didn't you watch two episodes of Extra all about this?
Well, but I was wondering why they didn't even interview Channing Tatum once for about this movie.
Maybe Channing Tatum just liked Top Gun.
They don't get John Hamm. They didn't get Jennifer Connelly. They didn't get Ed Harris.
They couldn't get John Hamm?
John
Hamm's on, like, podcasts.
They couldn't get Hamm. They got, like, the kids. They got, like, his crew.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Ellis. They got Greg Tarzan Davis.
That's his crew?
His crew is Payback, Fanboy, Coyote, Fritz, and Omaha, and Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm reading.
Okay.
A lot of bros in this movie.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty bro-y film.
Yeah, I think Jennifer Connelly seems to be the only woman on, like, the top billing. Anyway, so there's a lot of Top Gun.
Who was the love interest in Top Gun 1 that she's not there? What's her name?
Well, I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Oh, well, I don't want to spoil it.
Is it not Jennifer Connelly?
Kelly McGillis, yes. Yeah.
They didn't even bring these people back for, like, a cameo? That's depressing. Like, there's no Anthony Edwards at all?
Akiva, well, we shouldn't spoil it. I don't want to spoil it, but...
Yeah.
I think it would have been tough to reintegrate his character into the story.
Oh, is he RIP'd? Well, you don't want to spoil the movie. That's fine. It's only 45 years old. That's okay. Anyway. Yeah, so it was that. So we'll take some questions. We'll talk. We have about 100 questions. We just tweeted out this morning. Well, we just tweeted out this morning.
Yeah.
So we didn't, I didn't really have time to go through them or anything. It was sort of like, I mean, don't get so excited. Like, the last one that came in is this pistachio flavored ice cream, underrated, or like, I don't care. Who cares?
I think it's underrated. But,
yeah. I don't think I've ever tried it.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, we have about 90 questions in right now.
Well, that's just a preview for next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So next weekend's big movie opening is going to be, Jurassic Park or Jurassic World : Dominion. Mm-hmm. So maybe there might be some big Jurassic Park news.
Okay. You think it's going to be a lot of Chris Pratt next week?
Or Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, he's back. Yeah, that's right. I feel like Goldblum is more extra-ish. You know?
Yeah. I listened to him on the Fly on the Wall podcast that I was happy to hear. Chester said that he was a fan of recently when you and he were talking about what podcasts are on his phone.
Yeah, Chester, I think, just listens to the same podcast he downloaded in 2009.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the Wall is Dana Carvey and David Spade.
Yes, yes. Adam Sandler was on. They had a live show.
How'd they get him?
It's a good question. I don't know. I mean, if they could get him, I think we could get him, right?
Oh, I mean, they're literally his best friends. I don't know. Oh. Like, I'm not sure we're on the same level.
Okay. I guess
they had Hamm too.
Yeah.
Looking at their... Well, you don't respect Hamm's level of fame.
No,
you really don't. They had Tom Hanks, Conan, Tina Fey. They got really good guests. Chris Rock.
Yeah, it's a good show. That being said, we had a great episode. I thought last week. Really appreciated all the feedback we got about our speed takes, and then also people seem to really like the unhinged mailbag with Chester.
Yeah. We'll have Chester back on for a mailbag when we don't record on Saturdays. I thought last week's was one of my favorites in a long time.
Yeah. So fun show all around last week. If you, for whatever reason, missed that one, highly suggest you go back and check out Robin Akiva Have a Need for Speed, speaking of Top Gun Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You want to hear some questions?
Yes, please.
Well, Susanna Perez says, this is a great way to start the day. This is early. That you're waking up and doing a podcast. I assume your first podcast of the day here.
First podcast of the day. That then later on today, I have, I've been getting into the Survivor 42 deep dives. I spoke with Omer. I know this is not a Survivor podcast, but just, you know, as we're talking about my schedule, I talked with Omer last night, and then I have, Marianne, coming on today. I'm talking to her at 1 o'clock. She told me to say goodbye to my family. So I've never had anybody ever, like, taunt me before.
So she's going to murder you on the podcast.
No, but she's just, like, going to, you know, basically, like, I'm basically a captive audience.
You should trick her and like fake wrap it up for a minute at like 45 minutes in. It would be a funny bit. Maybe. Like, Mary, we got to go. Any last things? I know we're on day one still. Any last things you have to say?
Like, basically, it's like a talk show. Like, okay, so we're running out of time.
What's the RHAP record for longest episode?
So the actual longest episode, I think, is with Chappelle and with Shannon Gus, the Heroes versus Villains recap. I don't know what the longest interview is. I'd have to go back and check the records on that.
Tyson had it for a while. Ali and I did break the record, in our, Caramoan recap with you.
Right.
But I was broken like several more times.
Yeah. Those are like in a separate category.
They're barely like podcasts. They're more like, I don't even know what to call them, but first of all, they're a little YouTube-y.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were barely podcasts. They were more
barely podcasts.
Giant previews.
Yeah. I don't know what the longest interview I've ever done is. I'd have to go back and take a look.
I'm sure there's someone out there who's that they would know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A
panel, I feel like, is, you know, a little bit easier. I mean, that podcast I did with Chappelle and Shannon, like, you know, I'm sure there were points where, you know, they're just talking to each other and I'm just barely trying to stay awake.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
A two person podcast record. That's what we want to hear. Just two people on the show.
Yeah.
And I wonder what the longest solo podcast is. That would be a good question.
Yeah. I know there's, you know, some people that do live streams that go on and on and on, but I don't know about one person on a podcast. I'm not sure.
Aaron the teacher says, besides each other, who's the most famous person you've ever talked to?
Besides Akiva.
Yeah, besides me.
Like, had like a conversation with?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's not saying who's in your phone that's famous or who have you met. It's like you have to have had a conversation with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say William Shatner. Is that?
Okay. I mean, he's pretty famous.
He's pretty famous, you know. I think he's like.
Is William Shatner more worldwide. Famous than like Terrell Owens? Probably, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah, at this point, especially.
The body of work.
Yeah, an athlete's fame fades faster sometimes than actors, unless they're like immortal.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, I don't know for me. Who's more famous? Like, only sports people.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
Jerome Bettis. I'm just trying to think of people I've worked with that I actually spoke to.
We needed Jerome Bettis in our Speed sequel.
Why? Oh, because the bus. That would be great if Jerome Bettis was on the bus.
What if he was like the bus driver? Like have Jerome Bettis as a cameo? Maybe the movie takes place in Pittsburgh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh is the London of the U.S. So that would make sense.
So
I know any like really famous person I've ever spoken to, I kick myself immediately after for saying something awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've never like I would reanalyze the conversation and be like, oh, I can't believe I said that. Even though, of course, they like immediately forgot it or whatever.
Yeah.
They're not going to see me 10 years later like, oh, that's like the Jewish guy that said the really cringy thing. Like they forgot it as they walked away.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, what?
Not regrets.
I mean, does David Letterman count?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. David Letterman. You spoke to him. That
like
that
talk show people like talk to Regis. But just to tie it back to Jeff Goldblum, that when I was on the Late Show for Survivor, you know, you were in the deli, but, you know, before that, but, you know, we're sort of like backstage in like hair and makeup. And then Jeff Goldblum was the guest that was like the main guest on the show that
he came on before you.
I came on before him. That's
bigger deal than Goldblum.
Bigger deal. Like they talked.
Maybe extra will mention that next week.
They talked to the Survivor. They used to do the bit of like, you know, Dave would do the monologue and then they would talk to the Survivor guy in the deli and then, the guest. But in the makeup chair, I think that, Jeff Goldblum was in the makeup chair and there was like somebody like, with a beard and he was like, Jeff Goldblum was like, oh, Survivor guy. That was not the Survivor person. I think he thought like, you know, a Survivor guy has like a certain look.
Yeah, so, yeah, he still has a beard from the island. Back then it was still early. They probably didn't know like they're on the island during the episode.
I'm sure people Jeff didn't Goldblum know is like really like into it now. Yeah, and caught up on everything. But you know, it was
Now he's 42 seasons deep. He's binged a few times.
Right.
He has his own podcast about Survivor. But back then,
sure, who doesn't? Yeah,
he didn't know.
Yeah.
All right. As my sons fight outside.
Yeah.
Brian wants to know: do you have a warm-up routine for podcasting?
No. Do you?
Well, people don't know, but before we go on, Rob and I just, we say a lot of like, we give each other a bunch of compliments to pump each other up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I feel like that there's no sort of like warm up routine. Like I don't do anything like for my voice or anything like that. But I do feel like that when you are on a podcast with another person, like I do think that there is some sort of like, you know, level setting you're trying to do. It's like not necessarily like even like consciously, but you want to sort of like, you know, match that person's frequency. And, you know, you're just sort of like, you know, catching up a little bit. Like I think it would be like pretty awkward just to sort of like, if you had a podcast where you basically like had the person where you did not say a word to that person before the actual podcast starts, and then you come on and then like it's the show, like I think that would be awkward.
Yeah I mean, some of those are 32 fans, we just hop into it, we don't have a long time, but we're not checking the levels, you know.
But you don't even say hello beforehand. They're like, how's your day, what's going on?
Sometimes we do, but a lot of times we don't. We definitely have never said, how's your day? I've never said, Chester, how was your day?
Never, and not once. What are you up to?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we might talk about our day, but I think we're both, like, telling. I don't think either of us would ask, like, how was your day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's not our style, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, that's just me.
Chester and I admitted.
Yes.
On a podcast yesterday that we don't know each other's children's names.
Mm-hmm.
We've done like 750 podcasts together.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know most of his, and I think he knows some of mine, but yeah, we couldn't like put them in order.
You guys had a wild NBC draft. I was listening to this morning.
Yeah, we drafted NBC shows.
Yeah. Sometimes I like to listen to one of your other podcasts before I'm going to come on and talk with you. I feel like I'm doing like, just like, oh, how's Uncle Kiwi doing?
What's he up to? Yeah. I thought it was fun. There was no prep. It was sort of like a last minute replacement thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we hopped right into it. But it was, I had fun time. I like doing stupid things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I had more takes than I thought I would be. I did get a lot of Renap specials in there. I got Alf.
Yes.
I was able to pick.
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell and Saved by the Bell, the college years.
Yeah.
Well, we had a big argument over like, we all wanted to draft Seinfeld. So it's like, yes, what will you give up?
I heard.
Chester cheats, basically, is what happened. He cheated after
Heroes. It was the multiverse of madness.
Yeah, he likes to cheat. Kelly wants to know, Rob, do you read a lot of books? What's your favorite book?
Oh, boy. You know, Akiva is a much more avid reader than I am. Like, I almost never read an actual book. I really do like audio books. But I would say that I probably don't do a lot of like fiction. If anything, I really like having like a self-help audiobook to listen to. So I'm not the right person to ask in terms of...
Well, those are books. I think in 2022, those are books.
Yeah.
Well, do you ever buy... You never buy a book. You never physically buy a book.
No, almost never. You have a
bookshelf in your house.
I do. I'm trying to see if I have anything interesting. I have like sort of like... Mets stuff and like I had like really I sound like a very dumb person, but I really, you know, do no, not but listen buy but a lot audio of books.
Books are books these days.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an audiobook that you like or nothing really?
I mean, there's so many like really good ones that to go through, but you know, it's a lot of like the classics. Like I feel like that for me, like, I feel like to listen to like a fiction audiobook, it's almost like I could just listen to podcasts. Like, I feel like that I look at like my audio listening in like two categories. There's like snacks and then there's like meals. And I feel like that podcasts are mostly under the umbrella of like just like snacks of like, I just want to turn my brain off, listen to podcasts. And then if I'm trying to like look for something that's like with a little more substance, I like to have an audiobook to go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jacqueline has an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
If you could be stuck at one age forever, what age would you choose?
I'm just looking at my library to see if there's any good audiobooks that people might be interested in. You know, it's also my wife and I share an Audible account.
Mm-hmm. So read the same book at the same time?
No, almost never.
What, did she read fiction?
No, she, well, you know, I do have like the Bridgerton books, but you know, she also listens to like self-help, but like, you know, here, I could give you some books. Okay. How about, do you want to play this game? I'm going to give you some books from our Audible account. You tell me, okay. was this a
Rob or Nicole?
A Rob pick or a or Nicole pick? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. An Offer from a Gentleman.
Yeah, that's Nicole.
Okay. How about Buddhism for Beginners?
Yeah, that's Nicole.
Okay.
That would be fascinating if it was you.
Yeah. Okay.
Is your wife practicing Buddhism?
She hasn't mentioned it to me. If she...
Okay. Are you? I like, is she going to be mad that you mentioned this now on the podcast?
I don't know. I don't think so. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
That's a Rob.
Yeah.
Although I feel like you've read that already, because that's like pretty...
It's a classic.
That's like foundational in the self-help category.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you're trying to help yourself, because I really, you know, I could take myself or leave myself. Like, I'm not working on that.
I mean, but you do, you know, hours and hours and hours of like religious study.
Yeah, but is that for me?
Who's it for?
I don't know. I mean, but I don't think of that as self-help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are a badass.
Oh, that's the hardest one so far, but I'm going to say that's a Rob.
No, Nicole.
Okay. Okay. I can see you reading You Are a Badass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's...
if it was You're a Badass for you, it would be like a question mark. You're a badass?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite book that I've read, I'm just going through some of these I didn't like, honestly, all my Amazon books from this year. Simon Rich, like a comedy book. Mostly I read nonfiction. Mm-hmm. This was like humor. New Teeth was his most recent book.
Yeah.
He was an SNL writer. He writes like funny stories that I recommend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what do you think? Stuck at one age, Jacqueline's question, for the rest of your life, what age would you pick?
I don't know. I feel like early 30s.
Early 30s. Why?
I just feel like that you are in like, you know, pretty decent space, like, you know, mentally, physically.
Mm-hmm.
You have a maturity.
I do think that's the most common. Would that be the most common pick? Would everyone just pick like 10 years ago, that kind of thing? Like not now, but not 20 years ago when you can't like even identify with that person at all.
It depends on the age of the person. Like I feel like,
I wonder if everyone picks like, first of all, would anybody pick now? That would be an interesting person to like, I mean, say like right now.
It depends how old they are.
Well, that's my question. I wonder, mm-hmm. we should, maybe we'll ask that on like a census type question. Like, how old are you now?
Mm-hmm.
And then what age would you be? If
very complicated question. I think we need some.
We'd have Excel Shannon or Dan Burke and one of the Excel people. Like, really? Yeah,
what about you?
I mean, I just saw the question the second. I think my problem is like, if I want to have hair, I got to go back really far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I also think like I was like a late bloomer. Like I was very like not ready yet in my early and mid 20s,
mm-hmm.
which is why I've said like my 20s. And also I had kids very young.
Yeah.
I like to say my 20s were my 30s and my 30s are my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have more fun now in my 30s.
My
30s, because I was like raising children and like working very hard, whatever.
Yeah.
And then my 30s, my 20s, like
podcasting. Feel
like, yeah, having more fun, like being stupider. Also have more disposable income,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I didn't have when I was a parent and I was 22 or whatever, mm-hmm. 23.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think my 20s are my 30s, my 30s are my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So I would pick, I don't want to say now, I'm too fat, but like, I'll pick like 30. I'll also pick like 31, 32.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's a good call, but I am interested in hearing people's opinions. Maybe we'll do a poll for that.
Mm-hmm.
Rayanne wants to know if you could, excuse me. This is from Megan, the librarian. She says, if the two of you switched bodies, Freaky Friday style, do you think you could fool each other's family members into believing you were actually the other person?
I definitely could not.
And honestly, that question makes me realize how unrealistic those movies are, like Face Off or Freaky
mm-hmm.
Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Face Off, like, we've gone over this already, but like, yeah, Freaky Friday, like, right, what are you going to do? Like, the first time anybody says, like Hebrew or something, you're out.
Well, I think that that might be a little bit of a unique situation.
Well, not really. I mean, lots of people speak multiple languages.
But I don't know if Nicolas Cage's character and John Travolta's characters were in homes that spoke different languages.
Okay, but she, like, didn't notice. I mean, they, you know.
I've never seen that movie.
Slept together.
Yeah.
And that, oh, so should we watch that movie?
When, right now? I would like to.
Should we put Face Off on the wheel?
I don't know if it's a crappy movie. I think
no, it's not crappy. Yeah. We're putting on the wheel, not in the crappy movie day. But we're allowed to watch good movies.
Like, I think a lot of Face-Off discussion would be fun. I wonder maybe if Robin Akiva Face-Off, and I feel like that we should watch Face-Off and then also like have like different like how much of like maybe like Rob's specific trivia questions could Akiva answer?
Okay, that's good. We put that on the wheel. I think I didn't realize you've never seen it. You've seen, I feel like, most like good 90s movies. So
yeah, for whatever reason, good. I never saw that one. You want to see Robin Akiva Face Off?
I like it.
We watch Face Off, and then also like we try to see
Face
like,
Off.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like if we were in a situation like in like we're writing like okay, specific questions based on our lives, and then you have to, you know, how would you answer that?
So how long would it take Nicole to realize that I was you? Mm-hmm. If I'm in your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, you know, that to be very fair, okay? I feel like that most of the day, like, you know, that I'm busy, but then also, like, you know, I go see what's going on, and then also, like, maybe my wife is not, like, super interested in talking to me. I think it would be, you know, maybe.
So I should lay low. Is that your advice? I'm like laying low most of the day.
Potentially.
I was going to go big. I was going to come down and be like, babe, I canceled like a whole day of podcasting. Like, let's go out. Let's go out for lunch or something.
If you just like went about your business, I think mm-hmm. you could do like 4 or 5 days.
You think I could go 4 or 5 days?
Yeah.
I think that's interesting.
Hmm.
Okay. Melissa wants you to invent an app. What's something you wish you existed on your phone? What app would you be working on?
Okay, hold on. I'm still trying to put Robin Akiva Face Off on the wheel.
Maybe the wheel gods don't want it to be on there.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. I'm just, you know, it's not necessarily. You have to log into the wheel system.
Okay, you got to log into the wheel system.
Yeah, and then get down to where the wheel is. All right. What would an app be? Do you have an idea for an app?
I mean, I already like in my job, that's what we do. Mm-hmm. But like a new app. Yeah, I would like an app. I would like an app too. Like a better alarm. I want like a phone that like punches me in the face to wake me up.
Yeah, that's good. You know?
It's very hard for me to wake up in the morning. And like, I'll wake up, let's say, you know, I wake up at the crack of dawn. I don't know if mm-hmm. you know this about me, like 7:25, 7:30.
Yeah.
And like, I really should be waking up at 7:10. So I wish at like 7:12, the phone like punches me. And then like, I know it's 7:13. It's going to be like a little bit harder. And by 7:18, I'm going to be like unconscious, you know, if I don't get up. I think that's like really good motivation.
Mm hmm.
Now, I could ask my wife or my kids to do that, but I don't think that's like a great path to go down.
Yeah, I'm blanking on good app ideas. I feel like that we're pretty much, you know, we have the app market covered. Yeah.
You think there should be no more apps? So just like we're stuck with whatever we have now.
Yeah, I feel like we're pretty good.
I would probably bring back MySpace also.
Mm-hmm. I think they did try to do that at one point.
I know they tried.
Timberlake was involved.
Yeah. I don't think it ever even like made it to like mm-hmm. the actual Like, I don't think they ever like released it even.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, Daisy has a question for
us.
Daisy says, when are you having Jacob Jones on the podcast? Seriously, Jacob's amazing on any podcast, and I want to see Jacob and Akiva together.
Yeah, that would be a fun combination. Jacob is great on every podcast. Is there anything that in particular that you would want to talk to him about? I mean, like, let's be honest. I think that Jacob Jones probably has no idea what Renap is that fair?
So I thought that, and it was true. I said it, you know, and it was confirmed.
You ran into
that,
him in New York.
Well, before that, I said, I joked on the podcast, and someone messaged me and said, I asked, and you are correct. He doesn't really know what Renap is.
But then I ran into him, yeah.
And we had a good conversation, and I think he'd definitely be up for coming on.
Okay. So, I mean, I think that he likes a lot of things. I mean, we just have to find out, like, what is something that would be of interest to him to come on. I think in a situation like that, you find something that he's interested in that he mm-hmm. wants to talk about rather than, you know, shoehorn him into something that, you know, we are already talking about.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll think of something.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an issue.
Yeah. And if people have ideas for a Jacob Jones pitch for the wheel, please send them in.
Yeah, for sure. John wants to know, who's your hall pass?
I don't have a hall pass. My wife does not believe in a hall pass. So there is not one person that, my wife would not have very strong feelings about this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a hall pass?
I don't think so. Adam also says, would you ever consider Sister Wives?
I would not. Would you?
No, I don't think so. I think it's like one wife is like half too many, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like the over under on how many spouses you should have is a half. Like, should you have one or not? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
and like sometimes it's the under. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't find the idea especially appealing.
Seems like a lot of work.
It seems like, there's a lot going on there. Yeah.
I would also I'd like be telling someone a story and I'd be like, didn't we talk about this? And they'd be like, no. I would always mix up my conversations. You know, it's hard enough to do it with three co-hosts. Like sometimes I'll be talking to Allie. Mm-hmm. She'll say, you told me this. I'll be like, oh, I thought I told this to Rob or Chester.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if I had three co-hosts and like three wives and I had to keep all my anecdotes straight.
So I don't want to yuck anybody's yum. Like it might work for some people. I'm just mm-hmm. saying that in this currently constituted mm-hmm. relationship, let me just tell you, it's not going to work. Like maybe
in most relationships, I think it's literally illegal in the United States. So I don't think you have to really.
Okay.
It's not really Nicole's fault. I wouldn't mm-hmm. blame her. I think it's just not allowed.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe in some sort of future reset, maybe it's on the table. Not on the table here.
Kelly White, the recently betrothed once again, Kelly White.
Yeah.
Wants to know, would you rather never slay again or slay so hard every day that slay loses all meaning? You think you slay a lot, first of all?
I feel like that there are days when I slay.
But are you slaying daily?
Not every day.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't want to slay so hard that, you could never slay again, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the other option?
So you'd never slay again or slay so hard that slay loses all meaning. So you either can't slay or you could slay, but it doesn't matter because nobody cares about slaying anymore. I think there's a serial killer out there, like the Jeffrey Dahmers of the world. Like
mm-hmm.
they kill someone I really slayed yesterday. I crushed that one.
Mm-hmm.
You think they use it unironically, the word slay? Who's the last person who murdered? And then although slay automatically murder?
Well, it depends on the context,
I guess. Is the slay, let's say someone comes to your house, tries to shoot you. Can you just slay them? That's not murder.
Do we have another question? Got a little morbid. I think you took Kelly's question to a bad place.
This is from Mike Bloom.
Yeah, I would say that I would rather continue to slay every day.
Okay. If they claim it's from Mike Bloom, there's no way to verify it. Would you rather have a dog with human hands or a cat with a human face? So your dog would have person hands or your cat would have a person face.
what can the dog do with the person hands? Like, can the dog like open the refrigerator? Like, is the dog like getting into a lot of mischief with the human hands?
I think it would probably get into more mischief. I also think it would be much better to have a catch with the dog because dogs love chasing tennis balls. Like, imagine if the dog could catch the tennis ball and throw it back to you.
Mm-hmm. Like, how dexterous is it? Could the dog open a pickle jar? Sorry to mention pickles without warning.
Yeah, I guess this is like in addition to like all the legs, the dog also has hands. So I feel like it would be very...
Oh, wait, hold on. So instead of paws, does the dog have hands or the dog has four legs and then also...
Like, I'm thinking it has four legs and two hands. Otherwise, the dog's in trouble.
Does it have arms?
I think it's like sword. I think it's basically just hands sticking out.
Well, what would be the point of that?
I'm not sure if it's full arms. I don't know. I would have to ask. I don't know if this is actually for Mike Bloom, but we need more.
I definitely don't want a cat with a human face.
Yeah, that's out. I would have to choose the dog, but we're taking a big risk because I think a dog with four legs and two hands could really like take over the world.
Yeah, in my mind, I don't think that the hands could do anything. The dog would be like a T-Rex of like it couldn't reach anything.
It would be good for catching stuff. Like you said, it could open up doors. It could
catch nothing with no arms.
Dogs could open up doors if it had hands. If they had hands, they could open up every door. Fridges, run out of your house whenever they wanted. They could unlock. I mean, the idea of a dog unlocking a door, that's pretty frightening.
I mean, to me, I'm imagining them with like with their regular dog legs. And then instead of paws, they have like little baby hands.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what they meant, but. I don't know. There's a lot of options here.
Mm-hmm. But I still would have that over a cat with a human face.
Yeah, no matter what. I'm not
choosing a cat. Can I be honest?
Because I don't want the cat. Yeah.
I don't want a cat with a cat face.
Yeah, no, I don't want cats with any face.
Mm-hmm.
I do see
on... Because I have allergies, Akiva.
See on Instagram stories, because that's how you find out about things at your family these days, that Kayla,
yeah,
my baby sister Kayla, got a cat.
Okay. Cute cat?
You know, like, no, first of all, there's no such thing. Second of all, like,
I think there's cute cats.
I mean, there are, but not this one.
I don't want to be sneezing and, you know, scratching my eyes out for the rest of my life.
Like, what happens? You go into my parents' house for the weekend. You're not bringing the cat. They're not letting you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the play is there, but I haven't asked.
Yeah.
What celebrity, Melissa wants to know, would be most successful on Survivor?
Oh. In the new era also.
So it's much easier to have a celebrity now. It's only 26 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have anybody? I mean, I'm sure there would be lots of people that would be great.
I think John Hamm would crush it. I think everyone would like him.
John Hamm would not.
You don't? Why not? What's bad about John Hamm?
I think it stand out too much.
Hmm. Yeah, he does stand out sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
John Hamm would be good. Kristen Bell. I feel like everyone would like, you'd have to vote her out near the end, but I think Kristen Bell would be very good.
I could see that more. I would take Kristen Bell before John Hamm in my Survivor draft.
What do you think about Steph Curry? You think Steph Curry would do well?
I think Steph Curry would do pretty well. I mean, he would be like, I think instantly recognized. I mean, I don't know a lot about Steph Curry's personality. He seems pretty gregarious based on what I see of him on Holy Moly.
That's where you know him from, Holy Moly.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might be like a big target at the merge, possibly.
Yeah, I think so.
Everyone votes out.
Yeah, I think also, you know, he's got like a really good build for the challenges also, even though he's going to be, you know, he's somebody who like the traditional challenge beast build of like, you know, he's like long and lean, which is like what you want to be.
Yeah, he's wiry a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scotty wants to know, is bald a hairstyle?
Is bald a hairstyle? Yes, I would say.
You think it's a hairstyle?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's technically like a not hairstyle. I don't know.
But I think that there are people who have hair and then, you know, want a specific look, a style. And do the, you know, basically, I think it is a hairstyle because I think that there's nobody like you could be a man who is bald. you still will have hair on the side of your head that you, you know, style to be, you know, shaved off. You know, you have like, you know, The Rock like is going to like, you know, take a you know, isn't letting the sides of his hair grow in.
Right. Right. I have a lot of hair in the like the middle and back of my head. Mm-hmm. I don't own a hairbrush, though. I wouldn't say I style it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, whatever you do, even if it's a lack of style, I think it's still, you know, a style. You know, the way you wear your hair.
Mm-hmm. Kelly wants to know, she's got a couple questions. First, what is your favorite topping or condiment for French fries?
I mean, just call me, you know, a basic B, but I'm going to be just give me ketchup and maybe garlic salt.
Garlic salt. Okay. And what's your overall opinion on mayonnaise?
Yeah, I am not a huge fan.
Not a huge fan of mayo. Okay. Yeah,
I think in the right circumstances, you know, I'm not like vehemently against the mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. You know. Some people are famously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also would probably go with ketchup. I like garlic mayonnaise sometimes.
Okay.
That's popular here. Mm-hmm. Kelly also wants to know, what TV show are you binging right now?
Yeah, I'm not really binging any show right now.
You're watching them slowly, you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching a couple things like as they come out, but no, I'm not really binging a show. Are you binging a show?
No, I was rewatching The Wire. I'm not really watching anything new right now.
You know, The Wire is one of these things.
Well, Better Call Saul. Aren't you watching that?
I mean, but I'm not binging it. And I was watching it weekly, and now it's into the mid-season break. But
how many episodes are left?
I think there's six when they come back. Okay. I think they had like seven hours in the first half of the season, and then they're off for 6 weeks, and then they're going to come back with the final six episodes. So, but Akiva, I feel like, and tell me if this is just me, I feel like there's a lot of 20-year anniversaries going on right now.
Okay, so it's 2022.
Yeah.
And 2002, like what started in 2002 that we're going to be celebrating?
Like The Wire, I feel like is one of them. Okay. Yeah. Big 20-year anniversary. I guess it's in my mind also that we just celebrated the 20th anniversary of Vesepia's win in Survivor. I don't know that the WWE had just announced that they're celebrating 20 years of John Cena.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it makes sense. I think maybe 2002 was
Was that sort of like a seminal year? The summer of 2002?
I guess like it took us a few months, you know, 2001, it didn't end great. And then I guess 2002, people were getting back up.
2002 was a big year. Yeah. I mean, we're closing in on, it will be almost 20 years that I found out I was not going to be on Big Brother.
Okay.
I'm going to celebrate that anniversary.
Okay, fine. I mean, honestly, a big win
for you. It's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. 20 years of Brady and Belichick winning their first Super Bowl together. That's not great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not ideal.
Rob, are you the most famous person from your high school, Don wants though? That was a big trending thing on Twitter this week.
So, you know, was it last week's podcast? I mean, I think yes. I mean, I do not know of anybody else from my high school class that, you know, has, like, I'm sure that there are people that are, I would say people that are more successful than me, but I don't know if they're. Yeah,
the question isn't like, who has the most money in the bank?
Do I have the most Twitter followers from my high school class? Yes. Is anybody else from my high school class on Twitter? Probably not.
What about high school, like not just class, but the history of your school?
It was reported, I believe, 2 weeks ago on this podcast that you told me, hey, you need to be checking out AEW wrestling because that you should know that their biggest star. Yes. Yes. Because MJF.
Because I'm not watching.
You need to check out MJF is from your hometown, Wantagh. And you need to. And I was like, wow. And I told my kids, like, hey, did you know there's a famous wrestler from Wantagh? And he's not from Wantagh.
Where's he from?
Plainview.
Oh, but you also were from Plainview.
So I lived in Plainview. I lived in Plainview when I had an apartment in Plainview when I went on Survivor.
Yeah. So you were from Plainview. Like we ever listed it. No, well, on Survivor, they listed you from Wantagh, probably. Mm-hmm. But
yeah. So you're from Long Island. From Long Island, but
he's still from your neck of the woods, a little closer.
You told me he was from my hometown.
I mean, you literally lived in Plainview. Didn't your parents live in Plainview also at one point?
No.
Oh, okay. Just you.
Yeah. I had an apartment in Plainview for 2 years.
Did you go to Wantagh High School?
Yes.
All right, but anyway, MJF, that was a good call because I'm not even watching. I just had heard about it and I'd seen some clips.
Yeah,
but he broke the internet this week. Yes. He was like he's the hottest wrestler in the world.
Yes, yes, has a lot going on, and I was on the wrestling wrap up this past week with Mari. Matt was out for this week's episode, but he did a whole AEW episode last week. And Chappelle was on with me. We were talking about the Hell in the Cell coming up this weekend. But I saw Shut Up Tim, our friend, said AEW wrestling is now officially a better product than WWE.
That's what people are saying. I mean, they got rid of a lot of their main people and there's not really anybody at the helm. They say I haven't been watching, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. In terms of most famous person from your high school, not your high school class, but high school overall, I guess we're going to have a one-on-one battle because it's Rob versus Al Iaquinta. You know Al Iaquinta?
No.
He is an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
He has 140,000 followers on Twitter. Let's see what his record is. I'm not going to let him win if he's like, oh, he's retired. Okay. That's one point for Rob.
This is
for
sure. He went to Wantagh High School?
He went to Wantagh High School. He was born in 87. So okay. He didn't overlap. He lives in Seaford now. His record was 14-7-1.
Yeah.
Nobody likes the tie. Tie, they say in UFC, is like is kissing your sister. Yeah, but he's retired. He lost his last few fights, and he's out of the game. He's a real estate guy now.
All right.
You think he's more famous than you?
I would imagine so.
Yeah, it looks like. I mean,
he
I don't
has
know.
More but Twitter followers. I'm sure on Long Island, you know, that, you know, he's probably, you know, getting a lot more free stuff. Quinta
and Rob Sister, you know, walk into some fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, who's getting the table in the back?
I think he never left the Wantagh Seaford area.
I guess. Yeah, that's true.
I think he's getting his bagels for free.
You think he's getting free bagels? You don't think you're getting free bagels on Long Island?
Yeah, I mean, I've never gotten a free bagel on Long Island.
Not even like on Survivor, like, hey, free bagel.
Yeah, I will say that I was, I visited Long Island last weekend and then I had, I came in with my family and we were, you know, going, the problem was we had no car. So we flew, it's easy to fly to New York, but then we get to New York and we have no car and now you have to pick us up. And we need car seats and everything. I don't know how you do all this when you.
Oh, my wife travels with about 14 car seats usually. It's insane.
Okay, so I'm like, well, I'm not doing it. So we did have a booster seat in a suitcase for the kids. But I said, okay, that's it. You know what? Let's just take the air train. So we took the air train from JFK out to Long Island. Switch over at Jamaica. And we took we got off, but then it was like, now we're at Wantagh train station. How do we get back? And my mom came and we put we couldn't all fit in my mom's car. So I had to call an Uber and then I got the Uber.
Probably like heading back to North Carolina in your mind.
it was fine. It was fine. I was like, okay, let me take the break. From
one advantage I have is I live a 10-second walk from the train.
Yeah. So I got the Uber to come pick me up. And then the Uber driver was like, hey, do I know you? I was like, I don't know. Oh. He's like, yeah. And it's like, were you on like a Big Brother or something? It's like, no, Survivor. So
should have told him you were Johnny Bananas.
I should have. Yeah. And then he was asking me like, he had, you know, like, oh, I knew there was like a Wantagh guy that was on Survivor from back then. I was talking to him and then, had him drop me off at my, father-in-law's house. And he's like, who are you married? Who are you married to? Do I know her? I'm like, gee, I hope not. Like, Like, he's like, oh, she's not famous. Like, yeah. Like, yeah. I'm like, no, she's not.
What would Nicole have said if she had heard that? Like, she's not famous. Would she be offended? You said she's not famous.
Like, I feel like that if he knew her, it's not because she's a celebrity. It's because she has like a reputation.
Yeah. That would be bad if he knew her. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. My old buddy from Wanto.
Yeah.
That's fun. All right. So you got regular. That also means you still look the same because, I mean, this person doesn't know what RGP is, right? They probably haven't
was not a
been following your career closely. Yeah.
Or like was not following Survivor. But so
that's impressive. But
at least let me have from my high school class.
That's a good feeling. Listen, you're coming home, you know, golden sun.
No, nobody
Mr.
says
Hollywood.
That.
Mr. Hollywood.
Yeah, my literal like family does not say that. But
they ever say that like, hey, Rob, you didn't throw out the garbage or something like, ooh, Mr. Hollywood, not throwing out
nobody,
the garbage.
Nobody ever said that. Yeah.
No.
Are you the most famous person from your high school graduating class?
I'm not
class?
Famous. That's like a crazy question.
Well, then who is the most famous person from your high school graduating class?
Aren't you world renowned? I don't think I'm world renowned.
You certainly are world renowned.
I mean, like, there's
literally people all over the world know who you are.
Yeah, but like a couple hundred of them.
But somebody in
maybe several thousand.
Almost, I would say. Would you say that somebody in every single country in the world knows who you are?
I don't. Do we have like a listener in like Namibia? I'm not sure. Do we have any listeners in like St.
Somebody
Martin?
On every continent in the entire world? Maybe not Antarctica.
Six out of seven.
Six out of seven.
I mean, six out of seven continents. That's my claim to fame. I have at least one person.
Mm-hmm.
Six out of seven.
Yeah. What kind of population is there in Antarctica?
I've lived on like six. I think it's like 200, 300. I checked recently.
Yeah.
There's a few hundred people that live there.
Yeah. Are they scientists or is there like, is there some sort of like a civilization in Antarctica?
No, there's no civil. There's no natives. I don't think it's scientists and their families. I think for the most part.
Okay,
and maybe just like big cold weather fans. You know,
mm-hmm.
They're in Denver one day. They're like, that's too hot. We got to move somewhere cold. Boom, they're in Antarctica.
Yeah, that's the natural progression. You go from Denver to Antarctica.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, probably weed's legal there too in Antarctica. That's my guess.
Is it? Is there a government of Antarctica? Is there like a governor of Antarctica?
I don't think there's a governor. I think there are rules, but like, I mean, the tricky thing is everyone who goes there needs insurance because like any malady beyond like a cold, they need to like medevac you to like a hospital or something.
Yeah,
like on a plane.
Okay, so you can't.
I don't think it's so easy.
Become president of Antarctica.
I mean, you could probably just declare yourself president. I don't think anyone's going to listen to you, but I think you probably could become president.
Hey, not everybody's always listening to, you know, a lot of presidents.
That's true. That's true. Do you play Wordle still? Eric wants to know.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I played it like five times.
Oh, because he wants to know if you have the same word every day or you mix it up. I play the same word every day. I do think it's the best word.
What is it?
Roast.
Roast?
I think it's the best word because if there's no O or A, I know we're heading towards I or E territory most of the time. R, S, and T are the three most commonly used consonants. And if there's an S but it's in the wrong spot, I'm almost certain it's going to be...
But do you do it because you have a commute?
Yeah, well, I don't, it's not like, the best part of my day is when I play Wordle.
Mm-hmm.
No offense, Dr. Manda.
Yeah, so like I feel like maybe if I was like on a train for, you know, an hour a day, maybe I would get into it.
Yeah, I have a very long commute. Like I could play, you know, I could get many more hobbies.
But mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mostly listen to podcasts and music.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really deep question from Adam.
Yeah.
Do you think swimming is fun? Like if you had a pool.
Yeah.
You had a pool in your backyard. Would you go swimming every morning as exercise or for fun?
I mean, I would say that I might do it for exercise, but I would not say that it is fun. I think that you can have fun playing in a pool, but I wouldn't say that necessarily like doing laps is fun.
Right. Like I would like play, you know, I'll play ball with my kids in the pool or we'll race or whatever. But I don't think the act of swimming is fun for almost anybody. I'd say even swimmers probably don't like this act of swimming.
I would say that just being by the pool is more fun than being in the pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a barbecue next to the pool, or you're playing something like,
right. Just let me listen to podcasts and like veg out next to the pool. But then I get a lot of, Dad, when are you going in? Dad, when are you going in? Dad, when are you, Dad, will you go in the pool? I'm like, all right, fine.
You know what the key is?
What is
I mean,
that?
I don't know how it doesn't work if you, if your house has a pool.
Yeah.
But if you're at a pool, whatever, like my sort of like life hack is like, tell them that you forgot your bathing suit. Like, I'm wearing shorts. I can't go in these. If you don't want to go in, like, set the law right away. Don't bring bathing suit. And then nobody will ever ask you to go in.
Yeah.
But it also has to be like, you'd be willing to go in if like a kid forced you.
By the way, Akiva, that I'm on the, so I was on the Al Iaquinta wiki page.
Okay.
Which has a link to Wanta High School. Notable alumni, Al Iaquinta, wrestler, professional MMA fighter in the UFC.
Yeah, very disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody, can one of our wiki nerds please add Rob? He has a wiki, so they'll leave him on there.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would hazard to guess that my college, SUNY Oswego, I feel like that if they, on their Wikipedia, if they have notable alumni, I feel like that I would have made the list of notable alumni of SUNY Oswego.
You're on there. I just checked.
Yes. Okay.
It's
but,
you.
But Wantagh High School. Lowly Wanta High School. No, can't crack the list of one. And in fact, go to notable alumni.
Yep.
That listed in order of importance.
Yep.
Number one.
Yeah. In order of importance. That is crazy. It's number one. I thought it was, you're the most recent.
No.
No.
No. And alphabetical?
No. No. There is
in order of importance ahead of luminaries like Steve Levy, Linda Cohn, Al Roker, Wayne Levy, Jerry Seinfeld. Who's number
a lot
one?
Of broadcasters. Robbie C.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Cousin Sal. Like, you ever speak to Cousin Sal?
I DM'd with him once or twice.
Mm-hmm. I think he watched Survivor, right?
Yeah, he used to. Yeah.
Al Roker.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he comes back to speak sometimes.
Yes, you know, Al Roker very involved with the alumni for SUNY Oswego. Oswego State University. The Oswego State University.
Yeah, don't get it confused with any of the other. They switched their name. Oswego State.
Yes. Yes. But no, Wanta High School? No. They never made a big fuss.
Someone put Rob and put him above Iaquinta, please, also.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to start smoke with. I have no issue with
one of the last people you'd start.
I have no issue with Al, but you know, went to high school.
Yeah, you said he's one of your favorite MMA fighters.
You know, it's almost like, you know, the Mets have like three retired numbers. Like, oh no, Keith Hernandez. Oh yeah, they finally did. No, Darryl, can't retire Daryl Strawberry. Can't retire Doc Gooden. Why? Yankees have like 100 retired numbers. Why are you being so precious about your notable alumni on Wikipedia?
Imagine if Iaquinta gets mad that he's not the only person on there. Next time you go back to Long Island, it's like, oh, Rob Sestanino.
He's
looking for you.
No.
Al Iaquinta, he's telling people he wants a piece of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Aaron says, what's your best travel hack?
What is my best travel? Do you have a good travel hack?
Yeah, travel alone. Don't travel with anybody.
Alone.
Great.
That's always good.
Yeah, that's really my top travel hack.
Yeah, I don't really have any great hacks. Is a travel hack like saving money on airfare or like when you're traveling?
Yeah, that would be one too.
Yeah.
Only buy tickets on Tuesday. That's a travel hack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, nothing too exciting.
Jacqueline must be listening to our conversation because she wrote, would you ever go to Antarctica if you were given the chance?
Oh,
Antarctica.
I mean, is it just the chance or would I be like sort of like, you know,
Who's paying? Is that your question?
Yeah. Are we doing a live podcast?
Live show. Ooh, I mean, Susanna Perez says live show for a nap. And I mean, should we go to Antarctica?
Hmm. For the cold takes.
I know there's an Arctica,
cold takeoff. Yeah. We've gone to the coldest place in the world for our like, or maybe should we have the hot take off of like, hey, we're like, we're that, we hear that these glaciers are melting at extreme pace. Well, like, too bad. We're doing a hot take off here.
Yeah, we could put it on the list. It's not really a hub. We like travel hubs, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Antarctica's a hub.
Yeah, like, what's
I don't
the think status of your visitation to the United States?
I'm allowed in.
No, I mean, well, okay, but do you have dates planned? Are you?
I don't have exact dates. I sometime in August.
Okay. All right. Well, it's, you know, hard to figure out if we're gonna if we're gonna see each other.
But if you would want to do it in North Carolina if we did a show this summer.
I mean, well, I'm just like that might be the one of the easier things to throw together. But
are you anti South Carolina? People have been talking.
No, you're making stuff up.
Nobody.
Do you want to go to South Carolina? Well, tell me what.
No, there's no hubs in South Carolina. There's
You would do. Like, throw out a proposal, and then I'll tell you if I would do that.
How do you feel about Prague?
That's where I told people that I was going when I went on Survivor.
Yeah, I know. It would be fun. 20 if you
years
finally
ago.
Went.
Yeah.
And then people, it would be the summer. People would think, oh, he's back on Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
The Czech Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here, more questions. Will Rob and Akiva ever do another recap podcast like Seinfeld? Rob Knapp's awesome. Is there anything more? Rob, is there another podcast that Rob and Akiva could give us? That's from Kathy.
I have stated famously, like, I'm out of the rewatch podcast game. Mm-hmm.
You did say that before you did Game of Thrones also. I did go back and do that.
And, you know, Josh really, you know, talked me into that. Said mm-hmm. it would be very fun. It was more of like a lead up to the final season mm-hmm. of Game of Thrones. I don't know if
pre-watch, not a rewatch.
Yeah, it was sort of like, how do we fill this time? I feel like that even with that, I feel like that people were very excited when it started. And then I feel like that, you know, once we got like a few seasons in, like, I feel like, I don't know if there was a ton of enthusiasm, mm-hmm. for that. And maybe as we like got back towards the final round of Game of Thrones, maybe again, interest, was peaked a bit, but I could not imagine a show where that, you know, I would do that unless it was like, you know, one season or two seasons. And then mm-hmm. I'm going to podcast like about the third season of a show, but like a show with a long catalog. I don't see it, but I guess, you know, you never know what does the future hold for, you know, what does post Survivor podcasting look like? I don't know. I'm going to do a Big Brother rewatch.
I don't think you should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I mean, there is definitely a fandom for it. You'll lose your mind. It'll be insane.
You think so?
You want to really like interact with some interesting people. You should rewatch Big Brother.
Yeah. So I don't think it's in the cards for me.
Yeah, no, I don't. The thing about rewatches is it's like, it's a slog, and then like once you've like five episodes in, you're really committed to it, you know?
Yeah.
You
and I'm really happy we did the Seinfeld podcast. I feel like that was something like when, you know, I'm looking back at all of this and like what are the projects I did that I'm happy I feel like that was mm-hmm. an itch that was scratched, and mm-hmm. I'm happy that it was done.
Yeah, it felt very good to finish.
But I wanted to Bubble Boys.
You wanted to do the Bubble Boys. It felt good to finish. I also think like Seinfeld's really ultimately my favorite show of all time. I think yours too. So anything else would be like
mm-hmm.
the one thing about Seinfeld was like we'd be in the middle, and then maybe we'd be like, all right, that wasn't great, or like some weeks we'd be very excited, and some weeks would be less. But then like you'd hit a stretch of like iconic episodes, and you'd be psyched to do them. And there's so many. Like every episode is like an event on Seinfeld compared to almost any other show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like mm-hmm. oh, next week we're going to talk about this or like. It was always, there was like always something on the horizon that was a big deal in like mm-hmm. the world of Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. Whereas like even shows, even if you think they're better, maybe yeah. episodically, they're not as like,
right.
they don't have as many relevant shows.
Right. And my pitch for the Bubble Boys was that like, okay, well, let's just do like 15 minutes about each episode of the show. Like, I feel like that if I ever did another rewatch, I think it would be something that would be shorter. Like, I would not want to stop down for like an hour plus. It's just like, hey, like, here's like, you know, 10 minutes on, you know, you know, and people like, okay, you say that now, like, nice, like to see you try. But I think that that would be the way to do a rewatch podcast. Cause I feel like just, you know, let's just like spend a little bit of time and then move on to the next thing.
All right. You want to do one more of these?
Sure.
Okay, fine. What is your most underrated Renap episode? This person wants to know. JT wants to know. What the episode do you think is?
Well, let me look at the list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, in the meantime, let's see if anything else came in while we're...
The most underrated Renap episode.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good question from Evie or Evie also.
Okay. While, Evie Jagoda?
I there's no okay. There's no last name.
Okay.
Also, Evie's two V's or one? I'm not sure.
Two.
Yeah, this is one V.
Okay.
Who is your favorite teacher in school and why? Yeah. You have an all time favorite teacher.
I mean, is this Evie from the what was it called that we?
I think there's a few Evies and Evies.
Okay.
In our universe, I don't know.
Yeah. From. The last Karen from Canada, Corey B. Joint, who's my mm-hmm. honey. Yeah.
Who's my honey.
Okay. So what was the question again?
All-time favorite teacher. You have an all-time favorite teacher.
Not particularly.
You know what I think about what? Sometimes, honestly? Because I remember I was a teacher for a few years also. Yeah. I'm more likely to think about my least favorite teachers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I think of like, oh, how'd that person get into teaching? They sucked, or like they hated kids. Like, why were they so strict or mean? You know,
yeah.
Like, what was in it for them? You don't get paid if all your students get like.
Now, now that I think of it, you know, there are a couple of teachers from the Wanta High School that really did stand out, but I can't think of like one thing that they taught me. Like, they were my favorites because like they were cool. And they kind of like. You know, got my humor like at that, like it wasn't like that there was anything about them like actually like that I learned.
I had a rabbi, like a teacher in third grade, who was probably like one of the most, not the most popular teacher in the school, and everyone loved him, and he'd like bring in fun stuff on Fridays, like food or whatever, and he'd tell these stories every day, like the last 10 minutes of class. Like, he had four stories that went the whole year, so he'd do like one story for 2 months and another story for 2 months, and I remember thinking like, oh, it was like amazing. He was like my, you know, one of my all-time favorite teachers. And then my friend had a kid who was in his class, you know, 20 something years later.
Yeah.
And I said like, oh yeah, it's like my all-time favorite teacher. He's like, oh yeah, he doesn't really teach anything. He's like a player's coach, you know?
Oh.
Like, it's just a fun. And I think they're wrong. I think like, I understood their point. I think it's just like, maybe she thought the mom thought there was like too much fun. But it was just a funny, like, to hear the experience of like a parent. After like loving this teacher, you know, 25 years earlier, it's like, oh no, it's just like fun and games. But, you know, listen, teachers that are players coaches, that could be good too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just like catering, like, all right, let's just have fun. And we definitely learned stuff. We memorized this thing and I still know it. And it was 1992 or three or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
do you have, I feel like that there are stuff that in my mind is like, ooh, that's a good one. But I wonder if they would hold up under scrutiny. Like, I feel like that there were ones that, like, I feel like that just like the doing the episode felt like, okay, that was great. But I wonder if it was just that we were figuring out what the show was. And if you mm-hmm. went back and listened to it, it wouldn't have been as iconic as, say, like Dinosaur season 3, episode 7. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh yeah, that, I'm sure that's a very underrated episode. But I do wonder if we went back and listened to it, would it be as exciting? Or it was just like, hey, this was like an episode where we were sort of figuring out like, oh no, yeah, we talk about like weird stuff.
Probably like the Oregon Trail or Family Feud or something like that.
But
like,
are those
that
was, underrated?
Was, no, probably not. Underrated, I don't know. So it was probably something early.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, I've never like re-listened to almost any of them, so it would be hard to judge, right? Like, some of them, like, mm-hmm. the idea was fun, and maybe there was like a moment in there that was like really fun, but maybe, you know, mm-hmm. there was an hour of it.
Yeah, I think right stuff there. That's underrated are probably like where me and you are just like watching something, like Rob and Akiva watch Eddie. You know, it's the stuff that's just, you know, probably strong banter, but wasn't like iconic.
Like, National Treasure. when we watched Robin Akiva's Steel Declaration.
Yeah, I think that's the stuff that's probably underrated. And then sort of like the big event podcasts are probably the stuff that like gets remembered like more fondly, and the other stuff kind of gets forgotten and underrated.
Mm-hmm. David just wrote in and said, are you an iced coffee person or a hot coffee person?
I am mostly a hot coffee person. That I find that with iced coffee, I feel like I drink it too fast, and I feel like it doesn't have the same effect on me.
Yeah, I drink tea. I drink like two or three teas a day.
Yeah,
I'm like becoming tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, do you ever drink coffee?
Very rarely, only if there's no tea available. We have tea at work, and I just drink it.
Yeah, and is it because you don't like coffee?
I would drink it with milk, and I don't like having milk.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there more caffeine in coffee than tea? Maybe the tea's not working so well.
Yeah, coffee has more caffeine than tea.
So maybe I'm drinking the wrong thing. Maybe
how much caffeine is in the Coke Zero?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I should really look that up. But I drink a lot of Coke Zero.
Yeah.
So I wonder if is caffeine, is Coke Zero have like a tenth of the caffeine as coffee?
So I actually look at like how much caffeine is in things, because I'm always like trying to figure out like, okay, well, like if I like, how am I going to like get through this next podcast? How much caffeine do I take? Mm-hmm. So 34 milligrams of caffeine in a Coke Zero. That is not that much caffeine.
That's a can. I'm not drinking a can.
Well, what are you drinking? A bottle?
But I'm not drinking the whole bottle.
Okay, well, how much are you drinking?
Let's say I was drinking a liter a day.
A liter a day. Well, how many cans are in a liter?
I don't know. They're going to make us do math now?
I don't know. But that's not that much caffeine. You know, cup of coffee is going to be about like 90 milligrams of caffeine.
96 milligrams is a liter. So there's 96 in a whole bottle.
So basically, that's like nothing. You're drinking a cup of coffee throughout the day.
That's not a lot.
You know, people are drinking.
And you, how many, what do you have? Three coffees?
No, you know what? I my stomach starts to hurt. That's the problem where, you know, I would drink coffee all day, but after a certain point, it doesn't do anything. And then I get my stomach bothers me. So, I would do, you know, like a cup of coffee in the morning and then a cup of coffee, in the afternoon.
And I've said my dad is like 8 to 10 cups, although the doctor recently said no must to that. Although I don't know. I don't know what he's
doing. And then what I end up doing is like if I have like a nighttime podcast, I either have like an energy drink or maybe like I started like putting either some caffeinated club soda or a caffeinated seltzer or even like a soda.
Mm-hmm. All right. This question is from Johnny Robinson.
Nobody cares. It's only interesting to me.
This is from Johnny Robinson. He says, do you want to go to the mailbag now?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're doing the mailbag today?
Not the mailbag, but I thought we'd do a couple, you know.
Okay.
I mean, are we not doing any mailbag? I wasn't even thinking about that. You wanted to look at the weird waiting room. That's what we were going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to do that instead?
Yeah. Why don't we do this?
How about let's take a break.
Okay.
And then we'll do the wheel waiting room and just see if there's anything of note there. Okay.
Okay.
The remix jingle, time for another, just like the sequel to How I Met Your Mother. Robin Keeby need a podcast, it's pretty established. Could have any guest like Tiffany Radish, they could take the podcast to great heights, appearing on Seth Meyers, the king of late night. You've given me and Phil hours of laughs, because we know that you watched the whole 2 hours of Cats. What? I can't believe how painful it is. I really, really wish that you were taking the piss. I mean, it's joking around, that's just British slang, just spin the wheel as fast and furious as you can. It's sublime. I'm running out of things to say when I'm writing these lines. My name's Jack Fox, but I think that it's time to pass the mic to Phil T. This spin some rhymes. Go ahead.
Hey, okay, it's Phil and Jack Fox. Robin Keeby got games like Jack Fox. It's Robin Akiva need a
bing bang.
Robin Akiva need a
bing.
So now it's me, Phil T. So pull up a chair and listen to Akiva talk about how he picked up a spare. Come to Robin Akiva. diva for barrels of banter, not Lizzie McGuire, but I'm duffing a wanker. If you don't go and leave a 5-star review, you can catch these hands back to Timbuktu. Watching S3F7 on HBO. If you hate, then it's L plus ratio. They've gone and watched Seinfeld. They've yet to watch Scum. Talking to my two dads. Well, where's my mom? Where's my mom, dads? Dads, where's my mom?
All right. We're going to take a look at the Wheel waiting room today. We haven't done that in a minute.
Yeah, a long time. Probably all 2022.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's just take a look at, of course, the Wheel waiting room. That's what Will from America updates. If we have ideas that are not exactly ready to go up on the wheel, like Robin Akiva face off, then they go into the Wheel waiting room. And we haven't looked at it in a long time. And we do that from time to time. Sometimes we punch stuff up and sometimes we say, get that out of there.
Yeah, let's kick some of these out of here.
Do you delete it or are we just saying, instructing Will, like, Will, this is just, take out the trash?
Both. I think sometimes we do it and sometimes, like, during the episode, I will actually physically delete it if it bothers me.
Okay, good. Well, right now there are 102 things that I suspect we could take 50 things out of the Wheel waiting room right now.
Let's try it.
Okay.
All right, let's go back to the beginning. This
is really, like, the Wheel waiting room is almost like the antithesis of putting stuff on the wheel. This is like, taking it off the waiting room.
It's spring cleaning, but sometimes we'll see an idea and we'll be like, you know what? Why haven't we done that yet?
Sometimes, it could go either way. This is basically like the junk drawer.
Yeah, and a lot of it will be...
I was looking for that. Or it's like, why are we keeping this?
There's going to be at least 20 of them, which we will not remember what they were.
Yes.
We will guess incorrectly.
Do we have a sound effect for trashing something?
Like throwing something down a chute. Can you come up with one for that?
Let's see. How about, let me take a look at what sound effects do we have? Okay. Throwing something down the chute?
Like throwing something in the garbage? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
When I lived in Washington Heights, we had a chute.
Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah, let's hear that.
Let's see. Okay, Oscar the Grouch.
No way.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Let's see. What else? Let's see. Something, some sort of trash. What about we had like emptying the recycle bin noise, like on a computer?
Oh, okay. Do you have that?
Let's see. Computer sounds. Let's see. Angry computer guy sounds. Let's see. Mouse clicking sounds. Homer Simpson. Nick Burns, the company computer guy. Yeah. Okay.
Here we go. Jesus, please.
No.
All right. It's fine. Okay. How about, let's just go through it.
Okay. So let's start with, Frail Mary fan fiction.
Come on. That's not happening.
At this point, I mean, we
how
did Frail
this?
Mary.
Yeah. How about this? I mean, how many years? I mean, keep it on there for just because it's fun. It's
a historic artifact. It's like you can't destroy certain buildings in the city because they're historic.
Yeah. Keep it there as that will always be the number one thing in the Wheel waiting room. But like, let's be real.
At this point.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably not going to happen. What if one day when we least expect it? Frail Mary.
Yeah, she just hands it in one day.
She just hands it in.
Yeah, okay. Keep hope alive. All right.
She's like, I was bored during one of my super marathons, so I wrote fan fiction on the way.
And Frail Mary had a great appearance her last time on the podcast. And they in the underrated. Like, we have to get Mary back on the show because she really was, she killed it the last time that she was on. So, Frail Mary has an open invitation to come on anytime she wants, any episode, but her writing a fan fiction story about us, not happening in our lifetime.
I don't think it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Robin Akiva exposed. Don't even
know
what that was.
Don't even know what that is.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be exposed.
Recycle it.
Yeah. I mean, unless we turn that into just dust in the bathtub, but I don't think, I don't know. Best Friend Finder, that sort of died because of COVID. Meet me in the middle. Ooh, so meet me in the middle. We were going to send a listener from the East Coast or wherever.
Things opened up enough that we can send people to Omaha.
Oh yeah, I would do it. I would do it tomorrow.
Okay. Send if you want to go to Omaha and you're a hardcore enough Renap listener to be listening to a non-canonical episode an mm-hmm. hour plus into cleaning into the up the wheel waiting room, mm-hmm. let us know.
Yeah. If nobody says yes this week, I'm
you're going to Omaha.
Yeah.
What's we'll do the quorum? Do we need to like one set of people or do we need more?
I think we had discussed we would want the two or three ideally.
Are they going to Omaha? They're going on their schedule.
They don't have to be in Omaha together, although that would be better if they were all sort of together. Maybe
I mean,
first they meet each other.
Ideally, they meet each other and then they meet all together.
Well, where are they going? What did we say? Applebee's? Chili's?
I don't know.
I think that was part. We were sending them to a specific place.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, well, I'll do that.
Actually, but, should it be meet me in the mid all and they have to get to go to like the most mid chain restaurant?
Yeah, that's not bad. Mm-hmm. What about the most mid-chain restaurant in the most mid-city? Or would you be hesitant to determine what?
Well,
the most
no, I think that they're literally meeting in the most central uh-huh. city, right?
Yeah, you don't think Nebraska's mid? You're not saying that.
Yeah, I would like. Who am I to judge somebody else's state?
You've never been to Nebraska. It might be the best state.
Yeah,
I mean it's probably not the best. I feel like we would have heard about it. Yeah, the best state.
I like small states. I like small states that don't have a lot of people.
You're not in one.
I don't like being places where all the people are.
Well, now everyone went to, like, you thought you were going somewhere and everyone was not, and now everyone's moving to where you are.
Not necessarily.
I mean, North Carolina is not a small state.
It's not a small state, but I like being in a smaller metropolitan area than being
what
in
about
a bigger...
Delaware? Would you think you'd like Delaware? Like, it's the smallest state.
I guess I don't care about the actual size of the state. I don't mm-hmm. like being in like an overly populated area.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Baggage. What is baggage? It's like a game.
Yeah, but I think that you know, like just take it off the wheel. Like nobody's
it's gone.
Nobody's working on it. Like
what labor of love?
I don't know. Is somebody giving birth? Yeah,
maybe.
Here's my criteria for the wheel waiting room.
Yeah.
Is somebody working on this? If not, right. If it's just sitting there, like throw it out. And if somebody like this, like, oh no, not that. Okay. Then send it back in and then give us the pitch that's going to put it over the wheel.
Yeah, but as of right now, forever, they're just out of the wheel waiting room.
Yeah. That basically we're sort of like, pushing it out of here. And then maybe that inertia like boomerangs it back onto the wheel.
Master Napper 2.
Is that in development with Shut Up Tim?
Booyah was supposed to be. I mean, I'd love to know the status. I mean,
keep it.
I think Booyah, you know, yeah. was working on it. I don't know.
All right. What's next?
Celebrity cameo questions.
Okay.
No.
Nobody's working on it. I still think that's a fun idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, nobody's working on it.
Who knows Akiva better? That would be between you,
yes.
Chester, and Allie.
Yes.
Allie, I think maybe wants to do it on NGOG.
I would do that anywhere. I feel like that. That was out there. I feel like I got a message from Brian Cohen at one point. I don't know if he was offering to host it.
Oh, he would be a good host for it. I do think Jacob and Kaya would probably be the best question askers.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they know me the best.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if Brian Cohen was offering to host that or offering to host some sort of like podcaster newlywed game.
I think that's been done before.
Anyway, who knows Akiva better? I would do it on any of the three Akiva brands.
Three and a half. Will you do it on the 32 Fans Patreon?
I mean, if we didn't want people to hear it.
What the hell? Maybe that would be good. First of all, you've been on the Patreon before. You don't mind being on the Patreon.
I don't care.
And second of all,
I'm not, look.
Maybe that would be a good seller. Maybe we get, what do you think? We get 4 or 5 signups for that?
Maybe. I don't care about the platform. I'm there to talk to Akiva and Chester.
Mm-hmm. So you know? You would not, you're saying right now you would not be speaking to Allie the whole time.
If you had me on a 32 Fans patron episode,
got it. Sorry. I thought you were talking about this specific idea. You're mm-hmm. leaving that. Okay. Fine. That would be fun.
I would do it on NGOG, 32 Fans proper, or
Patreon. What about when I start my fourth podcast?
Yeah. Like, look, you could do it. You could do it in the 32 Fans Patreon. I know it's going to be a week before you put it in the main feed.
No, Well, listen, I mean, we can't all pump out 50 episodes a week like you. I gotta, you know.
Okay, whatever. I'm saying I'm there no matter
We will do that idea. That's a fun idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A Lindsay Wilson audio documentary, that should have been knocked out. I think
Are you skipping ones?
No, sorry. Conspirapod 3, we're not doing it, unfortunately. Okay. Variety show, and maybe one day, but I don't think it's ever going to happen. Variety show, need someone with a vision. Sorry, there was no vision. That's gone.
You skipped the weakest link.
The weakest link.
Nobody's working on it. Throw it out.
Nobody's working on it. Role-playing game, that what was the like hell D&D. Is that?
Yeah.
I think I'm not interested. BuzzFeed quizzes, no, those are dead. BuzzFeed is dead.
Mm-hmm. And your dialects BuzzFeed are lists are pretty dead, too.
Dialects, no. Yeah. Table read of Renap spec script that was supposed to be in development. We took a meeting about that.
We took a meeting.
I said, like, I'm like, Rob, you want to be in this meeting? Rob's like, yeah, I want to be in the meeting. I'm like, all right, you're a busy guy.
I'd say leave it and let's just find out from the people we met with if not heard
one word. And
there's a common denominator.
not gonna say.
Yeah. So let's wait to officially hear that it's you know DOA.
It might be
it's
DOA.
In development hell. Yeah.
It is true.
I love
it is in the furnace of
development. I love the aughts. Kick it out.
Yeah, bye.
But let it be reborn. I like that idea of like, okay, we're going to do it like it's the all 2002 episode. We're talking about all the biggest things from 2002, 20 years ago.
Yeah, but someone has to like come up with them for us. I'm not doing that.
I don't even know if we need to do a lot of research of like, okay, the biggest movies of 2002, the biggest songs of 2002, the biggest whatever, you know, whatever. Like mm-hmm. In 2002, The Wire. Honestly, like nobody cared about The Wire in 2002. Like I feel like that people like I think I remember being in sequester of like going through casting for Big Brother, and like basically I was in a hotel room for 10 days. I remember like the USA Today would come, and there was a lot of news stories about new HBO show The Wire, and I feel like that people the response to it was not. Was not great in season one. No. I think that people thought like it was sort of like, this is going to be like the new Sopranos, and people like it did not get off. Like I feel like it built up buzz, you know, years later. Like I feel like it had to get through.
I think I watched it by season two, if I'm not mistaken.
And in the real time, people famously hated season two of The Wire.
Yeah, no, I liked season
two.
It was
a slow burn.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really until season three, I feel like, that people started to talk about, like, no, the Wire is really good. You need to get on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember when I started watching it, but it might have been season mm-hmm. two. Pimp My Podcast. That was going to be, I believe, people say, hey, I have this small podcast.
Yeah.
I want you guys to help us out.
Let me help. Okay. Take it off.
Next. The next Renat musical talent. I don't know what that was supposed to be, but no thanks.
Not happening.
The absolute audacity. This is Puya's idea. I think people wanted us to do it on this show.
But
we'll do it on Puya's show.
It's Puya's bit. If Puya wants to come on and do it and has like a...
We both went on his show and did it. And we said there was going to be
people. He does it all the time on his Twitch stream.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
This is interesting. Asking Chappelle personal questions.
I don't think Chappelle wants to answer personal questions.
Yeah, otherwise we probably would have done this episode. But I also don't think he'd say no to podcast appearance, so I'm not sure. We'd have to figure that out.
Yeah.
No, we could take that out. Robin Akiva's Go Down Under.
Yeah.
We haven't really figured out the shows for that. British shows are rubbish. Yeah, fine. If they're rubbish, why are we watching them? Create a reality show. Not really interested. Eric Stein, random idea generator.
Now, what is that?
I don't know.
Okay. Look. Eric Stein knows where to find us. Eric Stein has had an open invitation to come on this podcast since
4 years.
Episode one.
4 years. Yeah.
You know, we don't need a wheel waiting room spot for Eric Stein vehicle on a podcast. Mm-hmm.
The throwback Tupperware. So that is, it's like,
great here, movie, we can toss Eric Stein random idea generator.
Okay, but we're not trusting Eric Stein. You are welcome anytime, Eric.
Eric Stein, welcome to come on anytime. But right now, we don't need it. Like, Eric Stein is welcome to come on anytime. You know, Bryce, welcome to come on anytime. Like, it goes mm-hmm. without saying.
Mm-hmm. Throwback Tupperware. I think we could throw that out.
Okay. Good. All right. Much like a real Tupperware, I'm like, going to have to go through the refrigerator for the, like, stuff that my wife put in there, like, 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. What's your time limit where it's got to go in the garbage?
I don't know when it's bad.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Rise and Fall of TGIF.
Who's working on that? Like, why is it in the waiting room? Nobody's working on a Rise and Fall of TGIF episode.
Listeners answer Robin Akiva's questions. I think we did the opposite this week.
Yeah. I think that's the census. Yeah.
Manap is that's Mara and Nicole need a podcast.
Is when that ever happening? Yeah.
I mean, maybe episode 1,000.
We might be left with like five things in the wheel waiting room.
Best celebrity couples.
That was like a tournament. Maybe put that like, do we have like some sort of like, maybe, I don't know if associate producer
Amanda, below the waiting room.
No, well, I think, I don't know if associate producer Amanda keeps sort of like the list of bracket ideas.
Yeah, please keep that, Amanda. But I thought, but that's celebrities. I don't think you're going to want to do that.
I'm not going to want to do that. I'm just saying if you want to keep it in the list of potential.
No, well, don't keep it in the list. Because if you're not going to do it, don't keep me the list. But the list of ideas you should keep, but not that specific episode.
Yeah, I feel like it's like, oh, my favorite celebrity couple is blah, 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 and you didn't pick them.
Who are you imitating right now?
Yeah, you know who.
Okay, take out the trash. That's what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Renap. So this is
I like Mr. Renap.
I think we should do it, Mr. Renap.
Mm,
pageant?
I don't know.
I think that's funny.
I don't know. It's funny. It's funny, but I don't know if people could handle it.
You don't think people are ready for it?
I don't think people are ready campaign? For it. Yeah.
I don't want to kick it out. Can we not kick it out?
And don't kick it out, but
I'm not putting on the wheel. I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be funny.
Pageant. I don't know. I think in theory it would be funny, and I think in practice it would be, it would not go great.
Robin and Keeve hang out together. All right, we'll do that if there's a live show. The Renap Bachelorette. I think that's not going to happen. Rob does two podcasts at once.
Interesting. Interesting.
I mean, it's a funny idea, but I don't think logistically it really works.
Yeah.
What's the other podcast? You're doing like nothing but Netflix and this, and you're maybe bouncing back and forth?
So just to talk that through. Okay. So if I'm doing two podcasts at once, are you the guest on the other podcast?
Am I the guest? No, because then we're all doing two podcasts at once. Yeah, I think it's like, me and
it's hypothetically Chappelle. Okay, so are you and Chappelle both on the line, or am I hopping out of one stream yard and going into the other stream yard?
Well, no, I think you're with Chappelle and maybe a guest on Nothing But Netflix, and then you're with me.
But what
and a
is
guest.
The other? But what are Chappelle and the guest doing? While I am,
they're still talking. They're like, the podcast is going.
Oh, so that's live. So that's basically. Yeah, so we have two stream yards going. What are you doing when I'm not there?
Let's say like you guys are watching a movie, and I'm doing.
We don't watch a movie.
Well, you're recapping. Let's say a movie, and then maybe we're recapping a different movie to keep it in theme, or a TV show.
So it's happening.
And you're bouncing back and forth.
And then, but what are you doing when I'm like, oh, you know what? Actually, Akiva, I have to go to the bathroom.
Well, you're not saying you have to go to the bathroom. You're like, unless you're lying to us. You can tell the listeners that you have to go to the other podcast.
Mm-hmm. But
it's
so,
like being a step parent. Like you're going back and forth or whatever.
It's a funny idea, but.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay.
I like that noise.
Yeah, we're recycling the idea.
Should we just anytime we reject an idea going forward, should we use that noise?
We could do that. Okay. All right.
Spend Shut Up Tim's money.
Okay.
I don't mind spending someone's money, but I want to know how much he's offering us.
Yeah, what were we spending it on?
I think maybe buying something stupid. Mm-hmm. Like buying dumb things on Amazon or elsewhere, Cameo, I don't know.
Okay. So I feel like that if Shut Up Tim has like the vision for that.
Yeah. You have a vision, Shut Up Tim?
Yeah. So let's send it in. But As of now, we'll just say, okay.
Okay. Try to impress Robin Akiva.
No. That's no, every podcast. Nobody. Yeah.
Yeah. Renapbot song. I don't think so. Is that a full episode? The Renapbot song?
Daniel Schiffman and Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz working on that right now?
I don't think we thought of it. They might have.
But are they working on it? Like, if it's not, if there's no people that are working on the idea, like, just, it shouldn't be in the wheel waiting room.
Yeah. Looney Tunes Season 3, Episode 7 by the BS Book Club. I think that's when we pretend to read a book and join a book club about it. Rocky Horror Picture Show. I'm not really maybe interested in that. Rob needs an au pair. Need an au pair? Yeah.
Get rid of that.
Commercials then and now doesn't really interest me, honestly.
It doesn't. I think there's something there, but we like. Yeah. I still think that there is a episode where we watch old commercials, and especially commercials. So I think that this was built off of Lindsay and Alex Simpson's Then and Now. We're watching commercials from then, and then also what are the commercials now? But it might be interesting if there's a product that has a commercial. We're watching their old commercial and watching their new commercial, but it might be hard to find. Mm-hmm. All right. Nobody's working on it, so let's get rid of it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Australian TV shows are trash. We basically already put an idea in the trash that was very similar to that a few minutes ago. Podcast Power Hour 2. This makes me laugh because we were supposed to talk about this 153 days ago, according to the Excel.
Yeah.
So we did Podcast Power Hour. That was where we watched.
This is a 10 podcast, 12 podcasts.
10 podcasts. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I don't know. I feel like there's not that much excitement there to do that again.
I would do it again, but I don't think I'm ready to do it again.
Okay.
You know, we can talk about it in a year.
Okay. Yeah. Just you want to actually, you want to just keep that in there. Keep it fine.
Yeah. Keep it in there. I didn't delete it. Yeah. Keep it in there. Find the biggest late night host stand. So the biggest Kimmel stand. Nobody really reached out. It's I love
get rid of it.
All those people. Podcast promposals. No. What are we talking about here? The Kissing Booth. We were supposed to watch the movie The Kissing Booth on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fast 10 your seatbelts.
I think that this was the idea that we were going to write the story of what Fast 10 was going to be.
Mm-hmm. That's funny, but I'm not really interested in
They're not even calling it Fast 10 your seatbelts.
Yeah. Akiva's Extraordinary Playlist. Is that just me picking music? Because that doesn't really interest me. Banter as a famous figure. I'm not even going to guess. Unusual celebrity crushes. I guess we already had this question today with the hall pass.
I mean, that if listeners came on to talk about their unusual celebrity crushes, I mean, that might be interesting. I think don't throw this one away. I think there's something there.
Okay.
Like if somebody came on and said you might think this is weird, but my celebrity crush is Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really?
That would be a good one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's.
I have two celebrity crushes, Chuck Schumer and Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
That's pretty, I don't know. I think, by the way, speaking of hall pass or celebrity crush, I think when I was a kid, I would have said Katie Holmes. When I was a little kid, I would have said Jody Sweetin, and then maybe Katie Holmes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe Jenna Fisher. I'm over.
Maybe
this is
why you don't want to watch
Top Gun. Advice for my wife.
Yeah. So you don't like unusual celebrity crushes?
I'm not against it. I'm definitely not against it. Someone would have to put it together. But also it's after the second, it would need to be people who were not obsessed, because that would be creepy. There's a very fine line, because you want someone who has enthusiasm about it, Shut Up Tim with Shrek. But then you don't want someone who's a freak, I have posters on my wall of Nicole Kidman or whatever.
Okay.
That's all I think all right, about. Well, I don't
know. But you know what? Let's just see what happens when we've sort of jostled things a little bit. Maybe if we get any sort of people writing in that sort of that this sparks anything. Renap at robiswebsite.com or robiswebsite.com/wheel list for the feedback.
Yeah.
Form.
Or use the form. That's, I believe, my pin tweet.
Yeah.
Surprise Instagram calls and 6 degrees of phone. So surprise Instagram calls. No. What's 6 degrees of phone calls? I think it is that we call somebody that they have to call somebody.
Get rid of it.
Seems complicated.
Yes.
Akiva explains it all. Is that when we watch Clarissa explains it all? I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I think I like the idea of that we have concepts or different maybe terms or things like that. Where you're teaching us.
Okay. Well, not today. I'm a retired teacher.
You don't want to do it?
I mean,
I think that's a funny idea of Akiva explains. Again, these are the things that if you're hearing this, here's a little these things still need a little something. But if you have it, write in and send in the mailbag.
Bitch. All right. So
Of it's just Akiva explains it all. And it's we have a list of things and then you're going to explain them to the audience.
Yeah, so I'm not taking it out of the, I'm not deleting it from the waiting room, mm-hmm. but we gotta mm-hmm. think about it. Robin and Kiwi Get Lit. I'm out on books, honestly, doing anything book related for the podcast. Robin and Kiwi Become Swifties. No, it would be funny.
Too beloved.
Yeah. Real or fake accents. No, we're told we're not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
A catfish game. I don't know what that is, but it doesn't sound great to me. Game show wheel spot. I mean, we could do that whenever we want. Mm-hmm. Robin and Kiwi theme park. I don't know why we need to do that. Karen Armstrong basketball player. Kind of fell off that guy after he started. I would like to have him, but I think that's more of a bit for Taryn to do on the Taryn show. Honestly, you should have him on.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the expert? It says Sarah's looking for experts. I don't know which Sarah. There's many Sarahs, maybe Sarah or I don't know. Reach out if you're the Sarah and you're still working on it.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of we did that on the one where to tell the truth. It's similar.
Yeah. Okay. Robin right. Akiva, BTS.
Leave it for now. Yeah, get rid of it. Too beloved.
That's extreme. Wait, let's forget about it. That's too beloved.
Okay.
Murder mystery improv. Again, someone I think tell us you're working
I
on
think
it.
We're working on that. Why are you throwing that out?
All right, I'll unthrow that. I think someone's supposed to be working on it. I don't know if they are. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Amanda had looked into that.
Yeah, if somebody's working on something, don't throw it out.
Okay, fine. Movie pitch ideas from a hat. Robin Akiva jumped the shark.
I think that were we talking about when certain things jump the shark? I love jump the shark stuff, but mm-hmm. Let's throw it out and tell people like, hey, Rob likes jump the shark ideas. If you, mm-hmm. You know, I think there was a version of a show where Jason Reed wanted to come on and talk about three shows that jumped the shark. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't want to rewatch anything, but I do like talking about when things jump the shark and not just TV shows.
Groundhog Day. I've been pitching this for 4 years.
I mean, that's the Groundhog Day part. You pitch it every year and I say no.
You committed to doing it. I bothered you so much about it that you committed to doing it for 2023. It says in the notes, it's confirmed 2023. Rob will try and get out of it. Mm-hmm. Don't let him, people. Hold him to his word.
Okay.
Top 10 or trash 2.
But I'm we're watching on 3X every day.
I mean, I'm watching on 1X. I'm going to ask you very specific questions about the dialogue, and I hope you don't get busted.
Yeah. Okay. Top 10 or trash 2. Would you go back to the well for 10 or trash? People write in their top 10 list.
I think we did it once.
We did it. Yes. That's why it's called.
I'm saying, I think we did it again. I think we did it as part of like a variety pack. We didn't.
I don't believe so.
I think we've done it in some capacity, but maybe I'm wrong.
32 fans, you did it.
All right, I'll keep it there. If people, maybe I'll think about submitting a form for that.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I need like a super form again, where it's like a bunch of different episodes. Maybe I'll work on that this week.
All right.
Figure it out. Do you know what that is?
No.
I'm trying to figure out what, bye. Crossover TV episodes. It's a cute bit, but I don't think it's a full concept. Okay. Podcast blind date.
Get rid of it.
Robin and Kiva Get Humbled.
No.
That's the last thing I want.
It's called Every Day.
Humbling.
Yes.
Human Lie Detector, that's out because I think that's on the wheel, essentially, mm-hmm. in another form. 1 versus 100. This is one of those ideas I've always liked more than you.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work.
You keep it. Well, so this is interesting. So one of the greatest Jeopardy players of all time, Alex Jacob, is a big Survivor fan, I think.
Yes.
Has expressed interest in coming on this show.
Okay.
That might be the type of thing. Well, actually, how about this?
Yes.
Maybe we should cut this part of the podcast out.
Okay.
So it's 1 versus 100. It's me, you, and then we get Ron Ringer, and it's him. And we go up against 100 people. We have like the best Jeopardy player, one of the best Jeopardy players ever on our team. And we mm-hmm. just smoke everybody. That would be good.
Yeah, I think the challenge is just like, getting 100 people on.
Well, it doesn't have to be 100. It could be like 30. You know, it could be,
mm-hmm.
We'll call 1 versus 100, but it could be 30 people or something. It doesn't have to be literal 100.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Look, I bet if you want to like take the reins on figuring this out, have at it. Well,
is there a way to have 30 people on? Is like any of the
Zoom? Yeah, I think you can do it on a Zoom call.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna think about that this week. I'll leave it in the waiting room.
Okay.
Murder Mystery Dinner Party. I'm deleting it only because there's a similar idea right up there.
Murder Mystery Improv.
Yeah.
Okay.
Season 3, episode 7 of The Rookie. I think that's like a show that's on now. Someone needed to watch it. Bye. Guess Those Feet. What? We must have been in some kind of mood that day because I do not know.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what it was? I remember what it was. every podcaster on RGP sends us their feet. We have to guess whose feet they are.
I don't know if we need to do podcasters, but I feel like it would be interesting. I feel like it would be interesting.
But if it wasn't podcasters, is anybody on earth? Like, whose feet is it? It's like
I think it would be interesting. And it's a very visual idea. But if we had three people on and then we had a picture of feet and then we had to guess whose feet those were, like, I do think that would be interesting.
I do think it would be interesting. Ultimately, I don't think we're ever going to do that, though.
Okay.
I think it's like a level, like...
You know, just leave it. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see if we ever hit rock bottom. Then that week is like... It's
those five spot Kelly Clarkson show.
All right. I mean, maybe. Mm-hmm. That's after extra, so we could go on the wheel soon.
Okay.
Season 3, episode 7 of Monday Night Raw.
You know I'd do it.
What, season 3, episode 7 of Monday Night Raw?
Yeah.
I'll put it in the fishbowl. I'll say put that in the fishbowl. That's fine.
Okay, hold on. All right. I got to put it into... I don't have a ping pong ball nearby here. How about this? Okay, so I have the Doogie Howser, Desperate Housewives. Oh, this is fitting because Mari was on that episode. I'm going to cross that out and write Monday Night Raw.
All right, and Matt and Mari, of course, they'll come on. Mm-hmm. Sexiest man alive bracket. I feel like now we're getting the stuff we've spoken about recently.
Okay. What, people don't like that? I think that's save it for a bracket, but I feel like it's going to be... Yeah, save it for a
bracket. Put that on the...
You didn't pick my sexiest guy.
I wouldn't say it's on the short list.
What are you talking about? Robin Akiva, you don't know anything.
Worst TV finale bracket, same idea. Mm-hmm. I don't think you'd be up for that.
Yeah, but I think that I could see a lot of big Karen energy coming in about the response to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spyfall, what the heck is that? Is that a game? I'm not interested. Create hype for weird items. I'm not interested in hyping stuff up anymore. Reverse millennial boot camp.
That's where we find like young people and then we're going to explain millennial things to them.
I mean, I was explaining how the internet worked when I was a kid to my son, and he was really enjoying it. He understands that, like, I lived in a time where we didn't have internet access, and then I lived in a time where we had dial up and then someone would get on the phone and knock us off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying no to that, but I'd need to... I feel like... All right, you want to say no, we'll say no.
Yeah, just get rid of it. Nobody's working on it.
Season of TV on 3X.
Yeah, I think we kind of did that with Hung.
Yep. Discuss famous scandals. I'm out on scandals. Multi-wheel of madness.
What about the show Scandal, if we watch that on 3X?
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
There's a lot of seasons, though.
Yeah.
Multi-wheel of madness.
This is that we like that idea, but we don't know what it is.
Yeah, all right, so we'll leave it there for now.
Yes.
Go Supersonic. You know what that is?
No.
Okay. Goodbye, Gary Payton and Sean Kemp.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Akiva need a live show location. All right. If we ever do, I'm not going to take that off.
But, okay. Fine.
Watch Cars on 3X.
No, we're going to do Transform X.
We're doing Transform. That was right there. I just took that off because that's on the actual wheel.
Okay.
Robin Akiva, Bedside Manor. So were we like, that might be, Will might put a couple fake ones in here. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We read Akiva's diary. Yeah,
keep
that,
right?
What? My diary?
Yeah.
I don't have a diary.
Start writing.
All right. 90s shows. 90s dating shows were trash. I mean, honestly, I would do that. We did do it already, so I don't know. I think we covered the best ones there. Wheel of Podcasters. That is a mechanism. So that's not put on the wheel. I thought we put that on the wheel last week, didn't we?
I think I've been anti that idea.
But I thought last week you agreed to it.
I did. Let me look at...
I don't know.
Look.
I think it's fine. I think it's fine. I think it's a good mechanism.
I don't see it on the wheel.
Can you put it on? Would you put the wheel of
podcasters? Wheel of podcasters?
I'll make the list. So it's basically, if that comes up, it's like the Akiva Drives mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes up, then whatever podcaster spun on the wheel is a guest.
It's going to be like a hit rate of like 30% of like the person came up on the wheel and they're available to record when we do this podcast.
We talked about it. It's mandatory.
You can say that, but I think it creates a unfulfilled expectation for...
If it comes up, it's a surprise. So then it's not a disappointment if the person's not on there.
Why are we doing this? Who is this for?
I don't know. And it's also if podcasters are like, hey, how come you never invite me on Renap? Well, you're on the Wheel Podcasters. Hopefully that'll come up your way soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get a lot of those questions. I don't know if you're inured.
Okay, so let's say, okay, so like our Wheel Podcasters. Okay, Johnny Davidson.
Let's try it once. Johnny Robinson.
Johnny Robinson comes up. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Okay, great. Now Johnny Robinson is talking to us about whatever. It's like, why?
I mean, it's just a guest that week. It's just like adding a guest.
Okay.
Why? Because it's there.
All right. But I'll put it on TV. And you're only doing this because I've used my veto already this year.
What does that mean? You could. What does that mean?
I would veto it.
You could convince me to veto it with you.
Yeah. I don't.
Can you veto a mechanism? I don't even know if you. Don't do it. If you don't like it, don't even put it on the wheel.
Okay, great.
All right. Goodbye, Wheel of Podcasters.
We have to both like the thing.
I agree. Mr. Beast Ideas. You know what that is?
I know what it is, but I think that we never cracked what this is going to be.
We never cracked the beast. Rank conspiracies by plausibility.
I don't know. In practice.
Yeah. And then Song of the Winter, we have a different idea with Wolf from America instead.
Okay.
Well, we really just cleared out that wheel. Yeah. That was impressive.
Spring cleaning, baby.
It feels good, honestly. It does feel good. And hopefully one day when we leave,
if it does not bring you joy, throw it out. Mm-hmm. Marie Kondo, this thing.
What happened to Marie Kondo? I feel like there's no more seasons of that. Like, did she go away? She just makes so much money off that she's like,
It seemed like that maybe like pre-COVID, like that maybe she was a little bit more like I don't know. And then it's like you would think that maybe like lockdown would have been like the perfect time to Marie Kondo perfect everything. Time. But no, maybe just like she might be as big as ever, but there's, you know, no new media about her. Maybe she got, she had a good publicist.
She's 4'7". I didn't know she was 4'7".
4'7".
That's what Wikipedia says. Could be wrong. I don't know. We got into too much height stuff.
What did Jared Jerome say?
Oh, look, it's Jared Jerome. I don't want to get into height stuff. Then I get the angry text, whatever.
Okay.
So,
all right. This was a longer podcast than we even anticipated doing today. So,
all right. But that was useful. And then, you know, Rob, one day when we least expect it, we're going to get a ping in our inbox. It's going to be a 222 page fan fiction for Hail Mary.
One day. Okay. All right. Akiva, anything else? We want to do what we learned today?
Yeah. Let's figure out what we learned today.
Okay. I don't know if we learned a lot. All right, so let's go to bring up Doogie Howser when we talk about what did we learn today. Do you want to start this week?
I'll start this week.
Okay, all right. What did we learn this week? Okay, here we go. All right. What do we learn? This is maybe the wrong one. We're learning that you got to click on the right Doogie Howser journal entry. Okay. All right. Akiva. We're about to find out what we learned today.
Today, we learned that we would never live in Antarctica. We learned that we are not allowed hall passes from our wives. We would never want more than one wife. Swimming, not fun. And really, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if an episode has plot, if an episode has vibes, if an episode is completely made up and not really on the wheel. All that matters is that we're together and that we had a fun time.
And sometimes the best ideas in the waiting room are the ideas that you've been waiting for all along. Mm.